Philosophers and linguists tell us that language is much more than mere words. Commentator Bill Harley made the same discovery at home.
There's a dead groundhog in the yard, my wife announces. She announces this in the same voice that she announces, there's a mouse in the basement, or there's a bat in the attic. It's amazing to me that some people have the ability to say one sentence and somehow, in the simple structure of that sentence, imply a course of action, philosophy of life, a worldview. My words are empty of but one meaning, but some people speak volumes in 9 words, and my wife is one of them. There is a dead groundhog in the yard means more than there is a dead groundhog in the yard. It means you, sit in there with a paper. Go outside right now, get the dead groundhog, move it somewhere where I'll never see it again. Don't tell me about what it looked like. Don't tell me where you put it. Just get it out of my life so I don't have to acknowledge its existence. In spite of myself, I get smart. Oh, I say, I wonder what will happen to it. My wife has no need to explain herself. She said all she needs to say and says it again because I'm obtuse. There's a dead groundhog in the yard. I don't want to be gender specific about these roles or trap humanity in a stereotypical division of labor. It's completely possible there's a couple male and female in which the male says, there's a dead groundhog in the yard, and it's obvious that the female's supposed to move it. I doubt it, but it could happen. It's really not gender specific, though. I turn to my 2 boys, young, strapping adolescents, and say, hopefully, there's a dead groundhog in the yard. Ooh, they say, gross. One runs out to look at it. He comes back in. It's dead and it's gross. I think it's expanding. Did anyone move it? I ask hopefully. He returns to his lunch and repeats for my benefit. There's a dead groundhog in the yard. Even my children can speak shorthand. My only hope is the dog. He, after all, is responsible for the dead groundhog in the yard. I saw him throwing it around the day before yesterday, playfully tossing it in the air, nosing it to see if he wanted to play anymore. I had hopes he'd bury it or eat it or move it outside the property line, but like my poorly trained progeny that leaves their baseball mitts and bats and soccer balls in the yard, he has done the same with the groundhog. There it lies. He could move it. It's really his. I say to him, there's a dead groundhog in the yard. It means nothing to him. He turns his head sideways and looks at me, wondering if it's time for a walk. If he could talk, he'd say, there's a dead groundhog in the yard. It's yours. My wife, exasperated with my stupidity, says, he might roll in it. This, of course, is another way of saying, there's a dead groundhog in the yard, which means, oh, you get it. I go out to the garage, get the garden shovel. I walk out in the backyard. There it sits, or lies, or whatever groundhogs do when they've bought the farm. It's pretty far gone. I scoop it up and carry it out to the back field. It's a fine, undefined line out there between our yards and our neighbors. I send it flying, and for a brief, glorious moment, our groundhog enters a new medium, legs splayed, turning slowly in the air like a large furry loaf of Italian bread or a Russian space station. It lands across the line, almost out of view. My dog's interested in what I've done. Don't even think about it, I say. I put the shovel back in the garage, filled with a sense of accomplishment. It's not much, but I've earned my keep.
Bill Harley is a singer, songwriter, and storyteller living in Seekonk, Massachusetts.